This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This is the BBC.
This is the Finger Lickin', Lip Smackin', Cookin' with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
So, International Tea Day, World Whiskey Day, set you the challenge and you've excelled yourself. Tell us what you're doing.
Yeah, see, the easy way would have been just, you know, to do a tea loaf, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
With the whiskey.
With a bit of whiskey in it, yeah.
With a bit of whiskey, and I thought, no,
that's
no.
That's not the Paula McIntyre way.
That's, no, we'll challenge, proper challenge. So you can smoke with tea, you know, like you can smoke chicken or duck with tea. So I thought I'll do a tea smoked monkfish. And then if you do a nice wee glaze, you know, with soy, honey and whiskey,
mm-hmm.
it gives it a really nice finish and flavours it beautifully as well. So the monkfish, right, just got a nice big, you know, you can buy a monkfish tail. It's quite common, John, and monkfish are nice meaty fish.
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. I remember a fishmonger saying to me one time, you know, we sell the normal fish. And then he says, Saturday morning, you have the monkfish brigade coming in.
That's right.
I thought, it's very interesting. Yeah,
that's it. But this was one of those fish you can get all year round now, and it's wild and it's... But in this, what I did was just lined a roasting tray with some tin foil, and then you sprinkle over equal parts sugar, tea leaves, and rice.
Right.
So it doesn't have to be, not a posh tea leaf, not, you know, just go and buy a bag of tea. You can still buy a bag of loose tea.
Mm-hmm.
Just not, you don't need to go any fancy route or anything, just bag of tea leaves. Sprinkle that all on, put a rack on top of that. Take your monkfish, just brush it with a wee bit of oil, put it on, cover the whole thing very tightly with tinfoil because you want to get a kind of a vacuum going in there.
Right, so the monkfish isn't actually touching the rice or tea or sugar. The rice and tea and sugar is underneath.
It's just sitting on top. And then stick that on a hot ring. But now I would advise, if you have a good extractor, get it going, get the windows open. If not, you know, get it outside, do it in the barbecue, you know, put it on a good high heat.
Mm-hmm.
And when it starts to smoke, give it a minute and then turn it off. And leave it. So it's not cooking it, it's just very lightly smoking it.
Yeah.
So I've got I've got this monkfish now, and you get a nice hot pan. See if your pan isn't nonstick. If you just line the bottom of the pan with parchment paper and then just brush it with a wee bit of oil,
okay.
That does the same effect as a nonstick pan, because you want to get a nice seal in this.
Uh-huh. So this really is the monkfish smoked, the monkfish is smoked at this stage, but not necessarily might be cooked through.
No,
so this
it's not cooked at all.
Okay.
And I'm cooking it in one piece, and that way it sort of keeps moist, John. So in the pan, I've got the monkfish in the pan here now, sealed off there. Just give it a nice seal off, hot pan for maybe a minute on each side. And then in this other pan here, I have 25 mils of soy sauce, like a light soy sauce, 25 of honey and 25 of whiskey. And I put a wee sort of a smoky whiskey in there, you know, like a wee malty, smoky malt.
Uh-huh.
You know, but you can do whatever whiskey you have, and it gives it a nice sort of wee warmth and a bit of spice to it. Boil that down until it's a syrup, and then just start brushing it now. But I've boiled this all down. It's nice and syrupy. Now you just keep brushing the monkfish and turning it.
Ooh.
Brushing and turning it, and it'll caramelise a wee bit. Takes about 4 minutes each side, you know, for a nice thick bit of monkfish.
Mm-hmm.
Have a wee feel at it. Have a wee feel, you know, when it's, you know, you get a nice wee bounce from it.
Mm-hmm.
And then turn that off and just finish it off with the last wee bit of the glaze. You know, leave a wee bit of glaze for the end.
Yeah.
Turn it off, and this is the most important thing. let it rest for about 5 minutes.
Okay.
And then slice it, and you'll get lovely, love. You know that nice translucent. It's cooked through, but it's nice and moist.
Pure white.
And you've got that beautiful seasoning from the outside. So 8 minutes, I'll do a nice big bit. So you're really cooking it like a steak, John.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a nice meaty fish. And this soya and honey and the whiskey gives it just, it really does give it a nice sort of meaty, it's good big,
smoky bit, kind of a thing. See, I have a bottle of whiskey in the house that somebody gave me years and years and years ago, and it's one of those Scottish whiskies that is like a real
smoky
class one.
It's like eating a peat fire.
It is. It's like licking a campfire.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And it's too much. I can't do it. I don't know. I can't drink it. But It'd be perfect for this kind of thing.
Well, this is what I used. It was campfire whiskey. So it's great. It's lovely in this because it gives it a nice smokiness. On top of the smokiness that you have, you want a wee light smoking with that tea smoke.
Yeah.
So that's that there. And then just something a wee bit different, a pilau rice. So I just fried off some onion, garlic, ginger. And a bit of oil, and then I normally do, I have a cup, you know, like a cup of rice,
mm-hmm.
and then 3 cups of stock. You know, so if you have 1 cup of rice, 3 cups of stock.
Do you have a cup in the house that tells you how many people, or that you know just instinctively, that's the one that I know is 2 people's worth of rice?
I've only developed that recently.
No,
because
I haven't.
I've overcooked. I would cook enough rice that would do the neighbours into the next street. And I still, do you know what it is, John? It's that old fear, you're not going to have enough.
I know, exactly.
And you put the rice in, think, I could put another wee bit in.
Yeah.
You see that other wee bit in, that's too much. You know? So if you have a wee cup, and just a teacup will give you enough for 2 people. So, and then there's a wee bit of turmeric and sumac in that. And then put a lid in that and cook it for about 9 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then turn the heat off. That should absorb all of the liquid and you don't have to drain your rice. And you've still got a lovely bit of flavour from it. And then just at last minute, when it's ready, and just fluff it up, peel a beetroot and coarsely grate it and just toss it into the rice with the juice of a lemon.
Ooh.
And it's lovely. And the zest and juice of a lemon. I sometimes put a nice wee splash of olive oil into that as well, but you don't even need to. And you see that lovely earthy beetroot with a nice wee bit of like the lemon and the sumac, and you've got that in the rice. And see that with just slice up your monkfish. Beautiful.
And when you say the medium beetroot, have you cooked the beetroot beforehand?
No,
right.
No, just fire it in. And you
just
get
peel it
and you know you've got your nice soft
it.
Rice. Uh-huh, just a grater and nice soft rice, and then this wee bit of tiny bit of crunch from the beetroot.
That sounds beautiful. So that's your bed, is your beetroot pilau.
That's your bed.
Loads of good benefits from beetroot. What I was reading, it's high in folate, which is good for growth and your heart health. It's manganese,
yes,
and as well, it's good for your bones and your metabolism and your brain, and high in copper, which is good for energy production, apparently.
But you know, you always do feel better when you have beetroot.
I love it. Yeah.
I see raw beetroot. You see, when you grate it like that, and I would fire in at the end into maybe lentils or into rice like that, and it's just fantastic. And you just, you know, you have that. I would make up, you know, a good bit of like lentils or rice like that and have it for a couple of days and just, you know, have a couple of spoons of it. You know, if you've been out for a walk and you're hungry, rather than eating a penguin or other biscuits are available, you know, that kind of way.
That's perfect. So spicy beetroot pilau with tea smoked and whiskey glazed monkfish.
Yeah, and there's our tech boxes.
International Tea Day, Whiskey Day, and beetroot is good
there
for you.
Are.
Yo.
There.
Love
exactly.
It. Well done, Paula McIntyre.
Thank you, John. What more do you want?
There you go. Whiskey glazed tea smoked monkfish with spicy beetroot pilau. Recipes on the website. That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.